What is the best way to improve my communication skills? Human beings have the incredible God-given ability to transfer and communicate ideas, thoughts, instruction, and directions to one another. They accomplish this through words, actions, sounds, and motions, whether they be verbal or written. That is astonishing when you think about it. Communication, whatever its form, is vital if you are looking to become successful. That is the way we impact, influence, and add value to our fellow man, which is prerequisite to achieving any great degree of success in your life. If you want to become successful and maintain that accomplished success, you need to be constantly working on and improving your own communication skills. Communication abilities are a developed skill. Nobody is born with great communication skills. They are learned in much the same way as leadership skills. They are more caught than they are taught. The human being was designed to learn best and quickest by observation. That is how you learn to talk, eat, walk, and do just about any other motorized activity you may choose to do. Now, while it is true that some folks are born with more natural talent or ability than others, it is also true that no matter who or what you think you are, that you can change, grow, and become so much more than who and what you are today. But you have to do the changing. In order to do that, to make those type changes in your own life, you have to reach deep down inside of you and pull a new person out of the old one. It takes a major spiritual as well as physical effort. But it can be done. No matter who you are, no matter what your physical, emotional, or spiritual condition is at this very moment in time, no matter what you are presently thinking, you can become a great communicator. You just need the knowledge as to how to do it and the personal willpower required to go get the job done. Let me show you what I mean. God's plans are not hindered by our fears or our limitations. No other skills will position you to effectively change the lives of other people as much as good speaking and presentation, personal conduct, skills. You had better learn them. One of my most admired and respected mentors from his reading and speaking materials is Pastor Dr. Charles R. Swindoll. He, without a doubt, is one of the premier communicators in the world today. He says it so well in his new book, Saying It Well, that all I need to do is quote him. Pastor Swindoll, who began his life as a severe stutterer, starts by saying, "The journey from stuttering to saying it well took a lot of time. It was neither easy nor quick. The process required the help of others who saw potential in me that I could not. My journey carried me halfway around the world and back before I would even consider any kind of role involving public speaking. This journey also required years of formal education, and several more years under a series of mentors, each with something specific to offer that I really needed. Finally, I had to endure a few turbulent years of flying solo before I began to feel comfortable fulfilling my calling, preaching. After all these years, soon to be 5 decades of speaking, teaching, and preaching, I feel that I am finally ready to put into print much of what works for me now. I'd like to communicate everything, but that is unrealistic. Some things, let's face it, cannot be put into words on a page. They must come naturally from within. Each of us has an inimitable style that is ours and ours alone. God has gifted each person like no one else. It is essential that you discover your own put together, as my dad would say. Once you find out what that consists of, you need to cultivate being you. Dr. Swindoll goes on to say, before we go any further, let's go back to what I called essential, your being you. I want to pass along three simple yet extremely significant insights that I've mentioned to individuals and groups over the years. These three, if remembered and cultivated, will not only enable you to keep being you, they will make a world of difference in your verbal communication skills when you stand and speak to others. Number one, know who you are. Number two, accept who you are. And number three, be who you are. Not only is each one essential, the order is important. In order for you to stand and deliver with any measure of confidence and ease, discovering and applying each one is invaluable. Number one, know who you are. Truth be told, most folks I meet have never made a study of themselves. Therefore, they do not know themselves, not deeply. For whatever reason, the lack of in-depth self-awareness is widespread. Most do not know their giftedness and skills, their unique temperament and personality, their strengths and weaknesses, or how they come across when they are with others. I'm underscoring this because knowing ourselves is basic to delivering a clear message to others. The better we know who we are, the greater will be our effectiveness and ease of delivery, and the less we'll attempt to be someone we are not. Number two, accept who you are. As we discover who we are, the next all-important decision is to accept the truth of that discovery. The byproduct is wonderfully relieving. You become free. Remember, it's the truth that sets us free. Rather than acting otherwise, the one who accepts himself or herself lives in the wonderful world of reality, not make-believe fantasy land. This doesn't mean, however, that we like everything about ourselves. It only means that we understand our makeup. We are aware of our identity, we are willing to live with it, and we won't attempt to act otherwise. Good communicators don't fake it. Number three, be who you are. I know of nothing more valuable when it comes to the all-important virtue of authenticity than simply being who you are. When you become comfortable inside your own skin, you'll experience a natural flow from your lips. Furthermore, you will have far less difficulty arriving at two invaluable accomplishments, finding your voice and becoming the message. Unfortunately, this being who you are doesn't come as naturally as you might think. It is not something you can sit down and decide, although it begins with the decision, and you don't suddenly arrive. It is a process of growing in which you willingly allow God to make you increasingly more you. In life first, and then on your 2 feet before an audience. Pastor Swindoll closes his points on speaking well with these words. This is, after all, the method used in the Bible. Think about various people featured in the pages of God's Word. Most were effective in their communication because they acknowledged the truth about themselves, came to terms with that truth, allowed the Lord to do His work in and through them, and then finally spoke with a voice of authenticity. Well, I consider Dr. Swindoll's words of advice most appropriate. I strongly suggest you read and reread these choice paragraphs until you fully understand them. Once that is accomplished, start actively applying them in your own life. As your communicative skills increase, I assure you, so will your level of success. There is simply no need to wait. Start your new self-improvement activities today. Leaders gotta lead.